Potato Easy Podcast, how may I help you?
Yeah, can I get a large size number one with misogyny? And can I get that with no bullshit? Light ice on the ignorance?
Okay, sir, do you want any sauce on the side, like ignorance, sexism, or racism?
Yeah, I'll take some of that.
And also, do you want any male feminists in there?
No, please.
Okay, I can go ahead and throw in female feminists if you want.
Alright, are they going to be angry?
They're angry, yes, sir.
Alright, then I'm going to take that. Anybody in the back want anything?
Hey, tell that bitch to suck my dick!
What do you do, y'all? It's your boy Ken Barber here with the Too Easy Podcast. As you can see, I am by myself because it was a solo round. My co-host couldn't make it. I had to handle some business this weekend. But, yeah, and I know we didn't drop anything this past Friday, but I want to at least drop something for the weekend just to say we dropped something, just so you don't think we're not trying to give y'all something. That's a lot of scratching in the background. Cat's going crazy. But yeah. Wanted to talk a little football, talk a little shit, and yeah, let's get into it. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out, and we're going to talk to college ball. I want to give a shout out to Colorado, Colorado University. Yeah, I thought y'all had no dog in that fight against USC last week. We were saying all sorts of stuff, and you know, I said, me personally, I said y'all weren't ready just yet because you don't have size, and you still don't. But that boy Shador, that man's a dog. That man will figure out a way to win, or try to at least. He has heart, and I saw that last week. He has a lot of heart, and yeah, like I said, even though they lost, I saw a lot of heart in that second half. And yeah, y'all are turning me into believers. I don't want to just full on believe in y'all just yet, but y'all are turning me into believers. I ain't even gonna lie, cause that was a tough team. That was a top five school in the country. That was a team to beat, and y'all went for it. I'll give you props, and you guys won last night. And so against what y'all went against. Let's see. Y'all just beat it. And I'm saying y'all won last night. Against Arizona State. Y'all beat them by three yesterday. So you guys are a pretty halfway decent team. You just need size. And so for people think I was hating or anything like that, no, I'm just a realist. And yeah, y'all need size. But once y'all get size, I can actually, you know, get on board with everything that Deion's doing. But until then, I just can't. Just keeping it real, keeping it raw. But yeah, anyways, again to the other team, shout out to my Longhorns. My Longhorns have been doing good this past season. They lost against Oklahoma, which I'm low-key mad about. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I like the Longhorns, but I don't think they have all the tools that they need, all the necessary tools. Excuse me. Yeah, it was named D. Gabriel. That was crazy. D. Gabriel had, he had over 100. He had the most rushing yards and the most passing yards from Oklahoma, which is wild. But yeah, what's up with all these just one touchdown? It's crazy how some of these quarterbacks will throw for hundreds of yards and only get one touchdown. And then Q Ewers had two interceptions yesterday. I mean, that's wild. All right. Yeah, no, they need. I think Ubers is okay. Some people are saying Archie's pretty good. I don't know. They need to figure out who's going to be the main quarterback of that team, because I don't think Ewers is just that man. But like I said, Longos are doing good. They've been beating some big league teams, some big ranked teams. I actually say that they're actually good this season. Shout out to Oklahoma, though. Them Sooners, man, that Red River rivalry. Ah, that's a tongue twister. Red River rivalry. Still, the three R's. You know what I mean. But yeah, that's a rivalry. I think that's one of the biggest rivalries, if I'm not mistaken. If not, it's Michigan and Ohio. I could be wrong, Ohio State. But either way, yeah, shout out to them getting the dub. But LSU got a dub against Missouri, which is wild. They beat them by 10, too. It was like a last-second play, too, that they did on them, but LSU actually took it. Like I said, LSU is okay this season, but they're not no top 10. They're not competing with the top 10 this year. They're not. LSU has a nice little chance to have an okay season, but they're not in the top 5, top 10. They're just not. It's just – so is Missouri. Missouri's always been in that – I don't think Missouri's ever cracked the top 5. I don't think there's ever been a time ever in that school's history where they cracked the top 5 in the nation. I have to double check that, but it's all depending on what division they're in and everything. But still, excuse me, where are they, the SEC? I don't know. I don't think they ever cracked top 5 in the past, 10, 15 years. So, yeah, LSU, I mean, they're okay. They're just okay. They're just okay. They're not fucking with nobody else. So, shout out to Ohio State. They whooped on Maryland, which is expected. 37-17, whooped on them. UCLA going against Washington State. UCLA, as much rap they've been getting this earlier on this season, UCLA is actually a good school. I've been keeping up with the Bruins. They're actually a good school. They don't get their props, but they're going to get there soon. They beat a top 13. They beat 13th ranked Washington State. They're a decent school. Give them some time. Syracuse and University of North Carolina. Unk whooped whooped the shit out of Syracuse. 40-7. Whooped the shit out of them. Yeah, which is expected. I don't think Syracuse in the past 5 years has ever been ranked, I think. I could be wrong, actually. Yeah, I think I could be wrong. I think they've been, ranked a couple times football-wise. Their basketball program is pretty elite, but I don't think their football program's all that. Alabama beat Texas A&M 26-20. They should, even though, shout out to my Aggies. All the Aggies down. They're about an hour away from me. Shout out to College Station, though. But, yeah. That probably was going to happen. But, yeah, they put up a good fight. Florida State. What's his name? Been hearing a lot of noise about T. Jordan. Jordan Travis, my fault. Why the fuck did they call him T. Jordan? My bad. Jordan Travis, I've been hearing some good things. But yeah, Jordan Travis was balling. He had 2 touchdowns and for 170 yards. See, that's doable. 170 yards and two touchdowns, that's okay. But some of these quarterbacks just be having fucking hundreds of yards and fucking one touchdown and like multiple interceptions and shit. Like, come on now. And the top five, so they're ranked fifth. So yeah, Florida State, man. I think they might end up being number one by towards the end of the season. The way Travis is playing, I see they might end up being number one. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Kentucky versus Georgia. Georgia destroyed Kentucky. Georgia's number one, though. All right. Yeah, Georgia's a dog. Their dogs, too. What's his name? Ooh, Carson Beck. Oh, yeah, that dude was balling his ass off. My bad. My bad. I forgot about Georgia. Yeah, Carson Beck is balling his ass off. Nearly 400 yards, 389 to be exact. Four TDs and one interception. That boy is balling his ass off. That's a dog right there. Ooh. He is balling his ass off. I won't in front. Hot damn. Yeah, now Kentucky. Yeah, nah, I mean, they're all right from what I've seen, but they're not no fucking Georgia coming down to destroy. Notre Dame versus Louisville. I thought Notre Dame was going to win that one. I ain't going front. I was watching bits and pieces of that game, and yeah, Louisville, that was in their bag last time. I think they realized they're about to fall off from the top. What was it, 25, 30? I don't even know how the ranks work. But what's his name? Jack Plummer. Jack Plummer. Why does that sound so much like Jake Plummer? Is that his son? Yo! Jake the Snake? Is that his daddy? Or cousin? I doubt it. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if that's Jake Plummer's son. That would be crazy. Remember Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake was a dog. I think he got injured and kind of destroyed his career. But yeah, Jake the Snake was that dog. Mississippi, Ole Miss, whooping on, beating Arkansas. Yeah, that's expected. My Wolverines, whooping on Minnesota. Ah, goddamn, man. Shout out to J.J. McCarthy. But, man, I like the Wolverines too, man. Gosh damn, man. All these quarterbacks getting one touchdown, hundreds of yards and shit. But only one touchdown. I'm like, come on now. But I guess, you know, if you especially have a decent running game, I mean, I guess you can say it got evened out. But still, I don't know. Just like, come on now. But yeah, they whooped on Minnesota 52-10. Georgia Tech surprised the shit out of me. The fact that they beat Miami, Georgia Tech might actually have a team. I saw this game. That last second, what was it, the last second TD? Sensational. I swear, that shit was so amazing. What was it, C. Leary? Yeah, that TD was sensational. You definitely gotta watch out for them. They might end up breaking the ranks and actually come in. They might end up being in the top 20. Oregon State beating California 52-40. Damn, is USC falling off a little bit? Or they're about to fall off because they're barely beating these unranked teams or low-ranked teams. I hope that's not the case. Yeah. That's usually a sign of a team that's about to fall off. Is when a team's barely beating these unranked teams. They beat Arizona by 2 points barely. Even though they're balling out. What's the name? But fucking old boy and feet. What was it? And Fifita had 5 TDs for 300 yards. That's fucking, you see, that's the fucking the stats that should be there. I did not see the game on this one, but yeah. And feet. I'm not even gonna say the name, man. Fifi or whatever. At 5 TDs, man. That man working his ass off. But yeah, I guess now, I mean, that's our coverage for college ball. I guess we can go and move on to NFL. And right now, the Bills and the Jaguars should be playing right now, my time. 8:30. Yeah, I'm saying the Bills. Bills are taking that one. Just the way they destroyed the fucking Dolphins last week. Everybody was saying the Dolphins. Everybody's saying, but yeah, old boy, what's his name? Josh Allen had to pull up. But the game that so far surprised me was the Bears versus the Commanders. I thought the Commanders had that in the bag. They got their asses whooped. Like, how the fuck y'all gonna let Justin Fields throw for 4 TDs? Like, Justin Fields is okay. I wouldn't even say okay. He's a bad quarterback. He's not elite. He's not breaking the top 20 in the NFL. He's not. He's just not. I even say Ryan Tannehill is slightly better than him. And as bad as he's been playing, man, got fucking 3 interceptions in 1 fucking game. Now, if Justin Fields is coming out and saying, all right, fuck it, I'm tired of all the bullshit, all the fucking drama that's surrounding me right now. If he's just saying, fuck it, I'm going to be better than this, and actually goes fucking crazy the rest of the season, I'm down for it. I'm down for it. But Justin Fields has had, was he on his third season? He's already had 2 seasons and more or less show what he had, and we haven't seen much. This is probably the only glimmer, really, that we actually seen him actually have a good game. Matter of fact, a great game, actually. This is probably the first great game I've seen Justin Fields have. The Bears have just been irrelevant. They just been irrelevant the past couple years. They haven't been relevant since Jay Cutler. You know what I mean? I don't see nothing, but this shit really surprised the fuck out of me. I ain't even gonna front. I thought, what's his name? Howell was gonna fucking put him down and put him in a fucking coffin. I really did. But, you know, I guess don't judge a book by its cover. And also shout out to C.G. Moore from the Bears. He had 3 TDs. They was in that bag that game. I don't know what it was, but they was in the bag that game. But, yeah, what can I say? Man, they whooped some ass. But as far as their game coming up next week against the Vikings, I think they're losing. I would say they're losing, but at the same time, you know, the game they just had today is a little iffy. But I would say the Vikings beat them next week since they already played this week. That's only, you know, future pick I'm doing. for next week. But since they already played this past Thursday. But yeah, I'm choosing the Vikings to whoop them next week. All right, on to the Saints versus Patriots in Foxborough. I'm shaking it a little bit on that one just because I don't think they're going to have what's his face. They're not going to have what's his face. Oh boy, that got injured. I forgot. Carr. They're not going to have Carr. And who that? Who's replacing him? Winston? They got their asses destroyed by Baker Mayfield and the fucking Bucks. I don't see them going crazy. Not to mention they got to play my Texans next week, which I'm picking Texans. We'll get into the Texans in a minute. That's a team that really surprised me last week against the Steel Curtain. Let's see. But yeah, for that game, I'm going to say the Patriots. Since they're at home, the Saints' offense is already weakened. Like, it's already been weakened already. They got that trash O-line. On top of that, they already lost their starting quarterback. Yeah, I'm saying the Patriots. But who knows? Maybe famous Jameis can pull something out of his ass. We'll see. But the Titans versus the Colts today if I'm not mistaken, at Indianapolis. I'm choosing the Colts. I trust Minshew and Richardson a lot more than I trust fucking the Titans. Like, Titans just, I don't know what the fuck happened to them. They had one of the fucking, they have a fucking bulldozer of a fucking running back. And Tannehill actually had an okay season last year. But yeah, this season he's having is just garbage. Fucking garbage. So, I'm choosing the Colts. Colts over the Titans. All right, off to the next one. Ravens are in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. As much as I like the Steel Curtain, I'm going to go ahead and choose the Ravens. As bad of a quarterback as Lamar Jackson is, he's a great running back. And if TJ Watt does have him running, that's the worst thing you can do for Lamar Jackson because that's his bag. Horrible passer, great runner. So I'm going to have to say Ravens this week. Against the Steelers. Panthers versus Lions. Lions are going to bitch slap the Panthers. Just keeping it real. Fucking, what's his name? Jeff Goff. What's his name? Or Goff. What the fuck? You know what I mean. But yeah, Goff is going to bitch slap the entire fucking Panthers roster. Bryce Young ain't doing nothing, man. I said it before. I say it again. That team, they're going to end up trading them. They're going to end up trading them. Just keeping it real. I'm glad the Texans didn't get the fucking, Bryce Young. I'm so happy they did it. But speaking of the Texans, Texans are going to be facing the Falcons in Atlanta. My Texans, they're dangerous. They're fucking dangerous. I actually feel bad for even doubting them. But thing is, they still have an awful O-line. Their O-line is trash. Trash-ass O-line. They got fucking an offensive lineman from the practice squad. Red shirts. Shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, they got an awful-ass O-line. And, However, C.J. Stroud's been adjusting to it. And, he's been doing good, phenomenal. Still has zero interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. They went fucking crazy against that steel curtain, man. Whooped on the ass. Fucking 30-6. Or 30-9, I think. I'm texting a little dangerous right now. I'm just going to keep it real. Very fucking dangerous. And CJ Stroud is starting to adjust, man. He getting dangerous. And, yeah. My bad. I guess you can't call all the time, but them Texans, they're starting to adjust. They're starting to adjust a lot. But yeah, I say Texans are taking it. And Atlanta, I say they take it. But anyways, shout out to CJ Stroud and all of them. I guess they were listening to me. All the shit I've been talking about the past couple weeks. I guess they did listen to me. So shout out to CJ. Giants are playing in Miami. Oof. They going to get their asses whooped. Giants are going to get whooped so bad. The Dolphins are going to look like their stepdaddy. You know, you're going to beat on them, but you're going to be like, don't tell nobody. Don't tell your dad. Oh man. Nah, I'll just play. But fucking nah, they're gonna whoop on him like a big bro. Shit, that ass whoop is about to be big. They might even go crazier on fucking Giants than they did on against Denver. They might end up fucking destroying them. Yeah, RIP to NY. You know. Pray for New York. They're going to need it. Fucking, but yeah. Dolphins taking that one. And Cardinals versus Bengals. Man, that's a rough one. Because the Bengals been barely sliding by and the Cardinals are actually starting to get into a rhythm a little bit. Not really, but a little bit. Not to mention the way they beat the fucking Cowgirls. But I'm going to say Bengals. Safer bet's going to be Bengals. I'm going to say Bengals. Eagles are going to be in L.A. against the Rams. Eagles are taking that one. They're still, if not mistaken, undefeated. 4-0. They're the dogs. Jets versus Broncos. Jets might whoop on their asses. The Jets are actually, they actually surprised me last week too. They almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs, which is fucking crazy. As bad of a fucking season they had after Aaron Rodgers got injured, they almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs with fucking Zach Wilson and all the old ladies he be making love to. I don't know. I don't know what they did. You know, his girlfriend, the old ladies he's dating, they probably took their dentures off and went to work on them downtown. Got them feeling good. But, oh, man. You know, fucking, hey, he goes to practice. They're like, Zach, why do you smell like prune juice? And denture cream. You know what I mean? Hey, shit, you know, wherever floats your boat. And then fucking Russell Wilson has to deal with his fucking wife. It's probably why they're getting their asses whooped me. So having to deal with Sierra's ass. And her trying to be a hoe as a fucking married woman. Yeah, that's probably what's bringing them down, man. If you're a good man and you go for a woman, you know what I mean? If you're a man, a good man, and you go for women that are in the streets a lot, are fucking all these rappers, even has a baby by one of the most notorious rapper out there, Future, it's probably not going to be good afterwards. You know what I mean? You're going to be going through a lot more bullshit than all the pluses you're going to be going through. Yeah, big dog. Pray for Russell. Oh, man. Then the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, I don't know what it is, but the Kansas City is barely sliding by, too. They're barely sliding by against these weak-ass teams. And I get it. Travis Kelce was injured, but there was no fucking excuse this past week against the fucking Jets. No excuse. They only beat them by 3. There was no excuse against the Jets. The Jets should have never even came close to y'all the way they did. That was some bullshit. Straight up. And the Chiefs right now are using fucking Taylor Swift to sell them fucking jerseys right now. I think the whole publicity shit is fucking getting in the way of them and for the team right now. I feel like that's why they're barely skating by now. Now it's just a fucking... It's just a circus now. That's all it is now. It's just a fucking circus. They're using fucking Taylor to promote that team. And then Taylor's using Travis Kelce to promote a new album. Fucking new album's about to be fire. Tony. But yeah, fucking the Chiefs are going to be taking this one against the Vikings. They should. They should. But I don't know, man. Y'all motherfuckers are real shaky right now. First that loss against Detroit. Now this bullshit happened last week. Y'all shaky right now. You shaky as fuck right now. Cowgirls at San Francisco. Do I gotta say it? Cowboys at San Francisco? Do I really gotta say it? We're gonna skip that one. We lose say that one for last. Green Bay at Las Vegas at the Raiders. I'll say Green Bay. Jordan Love's going crazy. I don't have too much faith in Las Vegas right now. Yeah. Green Bay's going crazy right now with Jordan Love. Jordan Love, he might end up being that dog. Who knows? Finally getting that playing time. So I say Green Bay's taking in. Fine. I'll say it. Cowgirls versus San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco's taking it. I don't think there should be any case to be made or any bullshit to talk about. It should be very simple. Cowgirls are going to lose again. Just keeping it real. Now, there's a lot of people coming to me and saying, oh, Cowboys are finding their rhythm. Cowboys are this, Cowboys are that. Listen, y'all got too hyped the first two games. Y'all got so hyped you start kissing your own ass. You got too damn hyped. And then when y'all this is lost, you got quiet. But no, y'all, let's see. I'll just tell you right now. Y'all low key got a padded ass fucking season, low key. You got all these sorry teams y'all playing, minus the Eagles. Minus the Eagles. Y'all got a padded ass season, minus the Eagles, Bills, maybe Dolphins. Yeah, Dolphins. You low key have a padded ass season, low key. Let's keep it real. But I said this before. And people misunderstood it, but fucking Cowboys have a great regular season team. You guys are gonna win and look good going into the playoffs. You're gonna look pretty good going into the playoffs. They're gonna be top 3, maybe top 4, top 3. going into the playoffs. You guys are going to look good. But you guys are choke artists. You just are. It's been something that just that's been hanging over your heads for the longest. You guys are choke artists. Now, let's say you do. The only way I say that you guys might have a slight chance in the playoffs is if you beat the 49ers and y'all are playing the Eagles twice this year. If you beat the Eagles, one out of the two encounters y'all have. If y'all beat the Eagles, one out of the two encounters y'all have, and you beat either the Bills or the Dolphins, I might actually say you guys will be a two-round exit or a second-round exit. I'd actually say that. But as of now, the way y'all lost to the Cardinals and the way you try to make up for it with being the sorry-ass Patriots team, yeah, y'all low key don't really see the big picture. Like for me, like I said, if y'all beat the 49ers, beat the Eagles, one out of the two encounters y'all have, and you beat either the Bills or the Dolphins, you might have a shot to make it to the second round and lose. But if not, if y'all don't do it, you guys might be a round one exit. Just keeping it real. Like I said, y'all can say I'm a hater, y'all can say this, y'all can say that. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah, I don't see y'all going too crazy. And y'all got the Lions and the Commanders last. Like I said, any of these teams really can beat y'all right now. Except for the Giants and the Chargers. And let's see. And who knows, maybe even the Rams. I don't know. Like I said, if I was a Cowboys fan, I would just be looking for next year. Hopefully y'all get rid of Dak finally and move on. But who knows? I mean, like I said, I don't see Dak leaving for another year or so, realistically. Because even if you do get rid of Dak, the reason why Jerry Jones hasn't got rid of Dak just yet, because he fills in seats. And so that's what most of these owners look for is seat fillers. They don't care if they make it to the Super Bowl most of the time, because the majority of the season, them seats are being filled. You know what I mean? Why do you think he kept Romo as long as he did? So, no, I don't think Jerry's getting rid of Dak for at least another year. So I think he will. Excuse me. I don't think Dak will be there after next season. After next season, I don't think he will. Depending on how bad he plays this season, if Jerry Jones just says fuck it, then who knows? But I doubt it. But overall, this is my picks. And I guess since we're here and since we're talking about it, I guess I can do top three from the AFC and the NFC on the teams that I think that are going to have a shot at the Super Bowl. All right. So let's get into it. All right, so let's see. top three from the NFC. One, of course, is probably going to be the Eagles. And that has to be either number one or number two. Has to be. Second, I would say San Francisco. Fucking McCaffrey and them are going crazy. McCaffrey might be making a case for, you know, the fucking, for the MVP. Which would be crazy. And going back to Jalen and them is going crazy. And other one is going to be Detroit. Because Detroit, they just have too much potential right now. They have too much momentum. They beat the fucking Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. They have too much going on right now for them. You can't deny it. You really can't. You know what I mean? Can't deny the greatness. Can't deny anything about them, really. But yeah, I say Detroit is the last pick for me. Let's see. They lost to... What'd they lose to? They lost to Seahawks. Seahawks are a pretty decent team, too. But they'll probably be number four, NFC-wise. But yeah, so those are my top three NFC. Those teams have a shot at making the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, and the Detroit Lions. Those are the top three for me in the NFC. Now moving on to the AFC, of course you got to go with Kansas City Chiefs, because you can never count them out. As much as you want to, say that they're this, they're that, they're always there at the fucking finish line. They're always there. They're the hare. You know what I mean? The tortoise. They're always there, no matter how bad of a season or beginning of the season they have. Once they get into the playoffs, which is their fucking domain, there's no stopping. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say Kansas City, first one. Just keeping it real. Second one, going to have to say the Buffalo Bills. Because, Josh Allen and them and Stephon Diggs, they're as bad of a start to the season they had. They did have one, but they're still always going to be the top dogs that are there. You just can't count on the Buffalo Bills. Like I said, he might end up having the Peyton Manning curse, but who knows? As much as I like, it's not even a curse. It's just Peyton Manning. It took Peyton Manning so long to win the Super Bowl rings. You know what I mean? Not saying you had to come in and start off, winning, but still. You just, gotta acknowledge, gotta acknowledge it a little bit. Let's see. Shit, fucking score alert. Jaguars are up 8-0 against Buffalo. Uh-oh, I might have called that one too early. Yeah, Jaguars being Buffalo 8-0. All right, so far I got Kansas City, Buffalo Bills, and for now, if Tua doesn't get hurt, I'm going to have to say the Miami Dolphins. Just got to. Got to say the Miami Dolphins. They're just too elite this year. They're too much of, they're too much of a fucking problem. Fucking got Tyreek Hill, we got Tua. They got fucking a nice little run game. Got to give it to them. So, yeah, that's my top three from the AFC. the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, and the Miami Dolphins. So that seems fair. That seems pretty good. Let's see. And then from the NFC, we got Philadelphia Eagles. We got San Francisco 49ers. And we got the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, those are my top three picks from each division. And the dangerous team to look out for right now, it would be the Houston Texans. They're the dangerous team right now, in my personal opinion. Yeah, if they play the same way they have played the past, you know, two games, they're the dangerous team that might end up shocking a lot of people. Like, let's check the schedule out. So today they got the Falcons. And next week they got the Saints, which I say they take. Buccaneers, Panthers, Bengals. That's going to be a good one. Cardinals, the Bengals game. And Browns game, I'll probably say, would be low-key a determining factor. But they got the ass whooped by the Ravens, though. So, let's see. Do the Texans play the Ravens next? I'm looking at the schedule right now. No, I don't think they run it back with the Ravens. But they go against the Colts the last game, though. They run it back with the Colts. So, yeah, they really got a shot at having a nice little season. This is my prediction for them right now. If they play the way they've been playing this season, let's see. They're 2-2 now. Wait a second, my bad, I miscounted. All right, so 2-2 now. 17. Okay. So they played 17 games. From the looks of it, I say they have a shot to be 10-7, 9-7, whichever one. I thought there was like 16 games. I don't know if I'm counting that wrong, but yeah, I say 10-7 might end up being their record going in, and they might have a shot at the playoffs. Who knows? 10-7, that would be the safer bet. Going into the playoffs. So that's my prediction. Those are my picks for this week. Let me know what y'all think. And yeah, that's it for Super Bowl Sunday. Or not Super Bowl Sunday, come on. Football Sunday. Man, I'm over messing up already. But yeah, let me know y'all's picks. Let me know what y'all think about next week's matchups. Yeah, let's get into it. But anyways. It's been real. It's been raw. And peace out.